This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is New Hampshire Republican Congressman Frank Ginta. He represents the Granite State's 1st Congressional District, and he's a member of the House Budget Committee, a group that's been very busy lately, not only trying to hammer out a continuing resolution for the rest of the current fiscal year and meeting quite a bit of opposition on that front, but also working towards a long-term, what they call, path to prosperity that was unveiled today by Chairman Paul Ryan of the committee, as well as many different members of that panel at the public announcement today. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Well, the latest, of course, on the short-term budget debate front is that we've seen these short-term continuing resolutions. The effort is now, of course, to pass a bill that will fund the government through the rest of the fiscal year before April 8th at midnight, when that latest continuing resolution will run out. It appears from what we've seen in the last 24 hours is that that's going to be tough to do, because your speaker has suggested a one-week CR just to kind of give time to iron out all the details. That seems to have been rejected. So where do you think we stand right now?
Well, you know, let's understand that how we got here in the first place. In the last Congress, the Democrats, for the first time since the 1974 Budget Act, did not pass a budget, did not even craft a budget. So they opted for these continuing resolution approach, which is really not the best way to budget, but it's a stopgap measure. We have proposed $61 billion in savings to the American taxpayer in what I refer to as the operating budget, about $1.1 trillion that President Obama has proposed. We feel that $61 billion is a modest, reasonable reduction for taxpayers. The Senate has rejected it. They asked us for two short-term CRs. We were collegial and offered a $2 billion a week cut, which over a 10-year period, that would end up, if we continue on this path, giving us a $500 billion in savings. It's disappointing that nothing has come from either the Senate or the White House in meaningful proposals to listen to the country, reduce our debt and deficit, and move on to what the real battle needs to be and the real focus, which is our 2012 fiscal year budget. So while I still remain optimistic that we can come to something meaningful, it's looking less and less likely.
What do you expect to play out here in the next 72 hours? What other options do you have in order to try and make this happen, given that there hasn't been much cooperation, at least publicly, from the other side?
You know, Greg, I'll tell you, we've proposed we've proposed three different proposals, another one late last night. The Senate has not proposed anything. So, you know, until the Senate decides that they want to listen to the American people and get serious about reducing spending in this country, I'm not sure what else the House can do. You know, the House does not want to shut down the government. They want to be fiscally responsible to taxpayers. Nobody believes that $1.6 trillion deficits is good public policy, and we're not going to stand for that. So we're going to do everything we can to send the message that we received in the November's election here in Washington, that spending has to stop and fiscal responsibility needs to begin. So without anything meaningful from the Senate may have no choice but to direct a government shutdown.
One of the lines from other Republicans has been that the Democrats seem to be cheerleading for this. Do you base that mainly on the fact that they haven't really offered much in terms of an alternative to what you've put together, or do you just sense an unwillingness to really want to do anything on this front?
Well, I've seen more political sparring from the Democrats rather than real work. It starts with what Senator Chuck Schumer was saying earlier this week, telling his conference the types of words to use, trying to tie the Tea Party into this. This is about America. This is about the country, and this is about being responsible. And they've done anything but. So I think it's disappointing that they're being political, first of all, and secondly, that they haven't proposed anything. Quite frankly, they should be spending their time working on and crafting on ideas to work with us, rather than crafting sound bites to try to make Republicans look bad.
We're talking with Frank Ginta. He's the Republican congressman from New Hampshire's 1st Congressional District. And Congressman, what do you see as a likely number? What do you see as the number that you think the two parties, if they were both operating in good faith, could come together on? This number of slightly above $30 billion in cuts for the remainder of the fiscal year on top of the, I guess it's about 10 now, that's already been passed in these shorter-term resolutions. Is that generally what you're shooting for here? Is there something else?
You know, that $33 billion number that the Senate has thrown out, let me explain that. That includes the $10 billion that we've already cut. So they're actually looking at $23 billion. They're not looking at $33. That's something that they don't want to let people know, but that's a fact, and that is unacceptable. And they haven't really in negotiations brought anything meaningful in terms of what that $23 billion in reductions would actually mean and how it would be spread across the different departments and agencies. So I still have yet to see anything meaningful. And, you know, again, until we see something meaningful, the number that we've put out is $61 billion, and that's what we're sticking with.
Let's move now to the long-term budget issues. And, of course, we're facing a mountain of debt right now. Your budget chairman, Paul Ryan, today, as well as many of you and your colleagues speaking at the announcement today, discussing where this savings is going to come from. He mentioned $6.2 trillion in savings from the president's proposed budget over the next 10 years, about $4 trillion just based on where we are right now. Obviously, he's getting ready to tackle major entitlements like Medicare, like Medicaid. What's your sense on how ready the people in your district are and the American people are to deal with issues that previously have been politically toxic?
Well, I think constituents are ready for honesty. And, you know, we've got to lay out the fact that a $1.6 trillion deficit and a $14.5 trillion debt is unacceptable, unsustainable, and not good public policy. And once we get beyond that, we then have to start discussing, well, how are we going to get us on a different trajectory back to balance? When you look at what President Obama is proposing, the trajectory of spending skyrockets in the wrong direction. So I don't think people believe that is good public policy. What we're focusing on is $6.2 trillion of spending cuts over 10 years. We are reducing our non-security discretionary spending levels to pre-stimulus, pre-bailout levels. We are stopping all of the president's tax hikes. We are actually reducing the corporate top rate to 25% to be more competitive globally. And really, our budget is about smaller, leaner, and more effective government. And that's what we believe as Republicans. Now, I think the country is ready for us to be honest and forthright about the challenges that we have. We still preserve a social safety net for every American that's going to require that need. And anyone who's over 55 does not get impacted at all by the modifications we've made to Social Security, to Medicaid and Medicare. And, you know, quite honestly, this budget shows how bad of a shape we have gotten into just in the last 4 years and how difficult it is to try to get us on the right path. But I'll tell you what, you know, Republicans on the Budget Committee and Republicans in general are serious about what the people have asked us to do. They want us to cut spending. They want us to reduce the debt and deficit. And we're going to do that. We're going to lead.
Congressman, one question before we let you go. We just got done talking about how your initial spending bill for the rest of the fiscal year of cutting $61 billion and just what you want to do in the rest of this fiscal year has been rejected so soundly by the Democrats. When you talk about going after about $6 trillion over the next 10 years, is that going to make what we're dealing with on the continuing resolutions look like child's play?
Well, I think it does. I mean, it puts into better perspective how serious the problems are that the country has gotten into over the last 4 years. And you know, I share the concern that if we can't come to an agreement on $61 billion, how do we do it on $6.2 trillion? But the country needs honesty. They need leadership. They're going to see that from Republicans. And I think what people are going to demand is that Democrats come to the table and work with Republicans on real solutions that are meaningful, that are fact-based, and that have opportunity for pro-job growth agenda and economy. So time will tell, but you know, we're going to fight for what people have asked us to fight for, and we're going to put solutions on the table.
Congressman, great to have you with us. Thanks for your time today.
My pleasure.
Republican Congressman Frank Inta from New Hampshire's 1st Congressional District. He's a member of the House Budget Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.